Okay, we're on Cookman Hay and Morales. That's a base. Yeah. Yeah, Cookman Dollar. Lema Kitanoi. This machlokus, whether tzdodim of a tree or a behema are mutter to make use of on Shabbos and Yontif, is a machlokus tanoi. Lema Kitanoi. Ain olim lo b'yontif. You're not allowed to go into this sukkah that one of the ikur walls is supported by a tree or a tree itself. So Shimon Elazar, Omer Mishum Rav Meir, Olin Lo B'Yantif. Shimon Elazar says in the name of Rav Meir that you're allowed to go up on Yantif, on this, in this sukkah. My lab, B'Hakim Yitlgei. The Mar Sover, Tzdodim Asurin. Mar Sover, Mutar. One holds that since the wall is supported by the tree, and you're going to make use of the Schach, which is basically making use of the tzdodim of the tree, and it's Osir, and the other one holds, no, making use of the tzdodim of the tree is mutter, since you're not making use of the tree itself. So Mara says, Omra, bayalo, dekulei alma tzdodim asurim. Everybody holds that if it would be just the sides of a tree, one step removed from the tree, it would be Osir. Here, the machlokus is where it's two steps removed away from the tree. Mar sover tzidei tzdodim asurim, right, since the wall is supported by the tree, and the schach is supported by the wall, so the schach is two steps away from the tree. So one holds that that's called tzidei tzadim, right? It's two steps removed from the tree is mutter, and the other one holds that tzidei tzadim is also awesome. Rava Omar, manda asar b'tzadim, asar nam b'tzidei tzadim. Rava says no difference. If the direct use of the tree is not the only thing that's osur, but even the indirect use of the tree, then it doesn't make a difference if it's one step removed or two steps removed. Man de shori b'tzidei tzadim, shori nam b'tzadim. And therefore, the one who holds that it's osur no matter if it's one or two steps removed. And the one who holds mutter, holds it's mutter. It doesn't make a difference if it's one or two steps removed. Eisve Rashi. My lav b'chokim etvogei, ukigon dechok b'ilan, Umosiv konim b'tzdadim, the siche chaleya, the havelei mishtamish b'tzdadim. Right, the lechora of the machlokus is where you didn't use the tree itself as the wall, then you're directly using the tree, but you put poles into the you bore holes in the branches of the tree. And you put poles, and you made a wall that's supported by the tree. The sichich aleihem, and then you put schach on top of those walls. The harvei mishtamish bitzdodim. That's called being mishtamish on the sides of the tree, not directly on the tree, but indirectly. That's not what they're arguing about. But what could they be arguing? How could there be a man de omro says you're allowed to make use of a tree directly on Shabbos? The hakulei al masavri also shtamish be'ilan. So it must be talking where you didn't make the wall of the tree directly, but you made the wall in the tree, supported by the tree. And now the what's it called? You're using the schach on the wall. That's called using the sides of the tree. Am rabaya inami b'haki pligei lekel nemer de sfira le stodim mutarim. Right? What's it called? You still can't hold that. Rav Meir holds it stodim or mutar. Because even if that's the case, that's not called tzdodim. The honey lav tzdodim ninu, el tzidei tzdodim. This is already two steps removed from the tree. Shakonim hanesunim benekovim tzdodim. The poles that are directly supported by the tree, they're called the sides of the tree. Vasichu chanosim agabim tzidei tzdodim. And the schach on top of it is two steps removed from the tree. That's called tzidei tzdodim. Uvit tzidei tzdodim plige. And the machlokus is only by tzidei tzdodim. The Rameir holds its mutter, and the Tanakama holds that it's awesome. But Tzdodim, everybody holds is awesome. So, and Rava holds no. If you hold tzdadim is asr, then tzidei tzdadim is asr. If you hold tzdadim is mutter, then tzidei tzdadim is mutter. There's no difference between how many steps it's removed from the tree. Is if you either hold that everything is asr or only direct use of the tree is asr. Eisvei Rav Misharsha the Rava. So Misharsha asked Rava the following question. Noatz yosei be'ilan. The talaba kalkala. Right, if you're talking about now an eruvei tchumin. So you have to have food that's accessible when Shabbos comes in for the Eruv to be okay. So you put a, what's it called, a peg into a tree, and you tied onto the peg, you hung on the peg a basket, and your food is in there. Okay? L'mala mi'asara tfachim ein eruv ha'eruv. If it's higher than 10 tfachim, then, and you're in Rishus HaRabim, under the tree. And if it's higher than 10 tfachim, then the basket becomes a Rishus HaYachid. And your food is in Rishus HaYachid, and you're in Rishus HaRabim, you can't get to the food. When Shabbos came in, it's not an Erev. L'mata mi'asara tfachim Eruv ha'Erev. It's less than 10 tfachim, right? Then it's what's it called, Ramais, it's a Carmelis, but there's no such thing as a Carmelis in Kalim. The basket becomes a Carmelis, but Tosfos and Rashi, we had it before in Shabbos, that, what's it called, they didn't make a Gzeirah of Carmelis by Kalim. And therefore, you and your Eruv are the same thing. It's both, you're both in Rishus HaRabim, and you can take the food out of the basket, and you can eat it when Shabbos comes in, theoretically, and therefore your Eruv is a good Eruv. Time of the Noatz Yosid Be'ila. Ho lo Noatz Afil Lamatim Yitzvachim En Eruv Ha'Erov. That's called Mashma. It's only Mutter, because you hung the basket on a peg, not directly on the tree. Mashma, if you would have put it directly on the tree, then it would be usher to take out, even if it was in ten tfachim, because of using the tree, making use of the tree. Right? So why is it mutter if you put it on a peg? The only isra over here is because it became Rishus HaYochid. If it didn't become Rishus HaYochid, there's no isra to take something out of the basket. Right? L'chara, why not? It's... It would be also to take out of the basket if you tied the basket directly to the tree. L'chara, tying the basket directly to the tree is tzadim. You're not making use of the tree, you're making use of the basket that's connected to the tree. And mashma, that would be also. But since you didn't tie it directly to the tree, you tied it to a peg that was in the tree, so the peg is called tzadim, and the basket now is tzidei tzadim. So you see that somebody who holds that tzadim is also, but tzidei tzadim would mutter, not like rubber. Omer Papa, Hocha b'kalkola d'chuka askinu, d'vahadi d'shokale le'eruv k'modi le'le'ila. No, it's talking where the basket is very, very tightly wedged in, and if you touch the basket, you move the tree. So therefore, it's not tzidei tzadim, it's not tzadim. It's direct, what's it called, directly you're moving the tree. Uka mishtamish be'ilan gufet. And here it's also because you'd be mishtamish with the ilan directly. But if it's on a peg, then it's not so tightly wedged in, then it's tzadim, and this man, the Amar holds tzadim is mutter. But it's not because he holds tzadim is asur, and tzidei tzadim is mutter. The hilchasa, the halacha is tzadim asurim, tzidei tzadim mutarim. The halacha is, not like Rava, that it's possible to hold that tzadim is asur, and still tzidei tzadim is mutarim. And that's the halacha. The chora, the Tosha says, this halacha is what's it called, one of the cases we pass in the Gabbai against Rava. And it's not one of the Yalkagams of the exceptions that we pass in like Rava. So, what's it called? They say a few different terutz in here. One terutz is that the Ramban and the Rashba, that really we're not passing like Gabbai. Baya holds a Tanakama, holds Tzidei Tzadim is Aser, right? And the Gemara basically passing like Rav Meir, that it's Mutter. So it's not that we're passing like a Baya, we're passing like Rav Meir. That's all. Another teretz that the Ramban says that we passing really like Rava, that Tzadim and Tzidei Tzadim are equal, right? But the Gemara passed like the Tanakama Bitstadim and Rav Meir and Tzidei Tzadim. In other words, Enechanami. Rava, the halacha is like Rava. that if you hold Stodim is Osir, Tzidei Stodim is Osir, and vice versa. But the Maisa, the Gemara passed like the Tanakhama when it came to Stodim, and to Rav Meir, like Tzidei Stodim. The Gemara decided that we're not going to pass like either of these completely. We're going to pass like one in one case and one in the other case. In other words, the Tanakhama and Rav Meir hold across the board. Either it's all Osir or all Mutter. But the Gemara was selective and passed him like one this way and one like this one this way. So we're not really passing against Rav. And others hold that since Rabbi and Rav are arguing in a machlokas tanoim, so it's not just their machlokas, it's a machlokas of tanoim, then the cloud doesn't apply. Omer Ravashi, Hashtag the Amr, Stodim Asurim. Now that we hold that Stodim are Asur, Hai Darga, the Midla, Lo Ninche Inish Adikla, Tahavi Lut Stodim. You can't put a ladder, lean a ladder on a tree and use a ladder on Shabbos. Because leaning on the ladder, using the ladder is like using the tree. Except you're not using directly the tree, just indirectly. And indirectly is also that Stodim. Ela Linche Agavozi, Levar Midikla, the Chisolik, Lo Linich Kari Agavozi, Ela Lisnech Akonim. But what you can do is take the ladder, what's it called, put a peg in the tree, lean the ladder on the peg, and then the ladder is tzidei tzadim. The peg is tzadim. The ladder now is two steps removed from the tree. And when you come down the ladder, don't put your foot on the peg, because then you'll be mishtamish with the tzadim of the tree. But always use only the rungs of the ladder. And a similar kind of thing, if you tie a hammock to a tree, so the hammock is tzadim of the tree, you're not allowed to use that hammock. But if you tie if you put a peg in a tree, and you tie the hammock to a peg, then it's tzidei tzadim, and you're allowed to use that hammock on Shabbos. Rashi, yosig nagar is a peg. V'tolabo kalkola, v'nosim bo eruvo, and you hung a basket on that peg on the tree, and you put your eruv there, v'huniskavad lishbos l'manta tachazila, and you intend that the place of your starting point, of your tchum, should be where that basket is, because a person is considered where his food is. So if the food is accessible, that's where your eruv starts. That's where... So Erev Shabbos, if you set that up, you can travel from that point on another 2,000 amos on Shabbos. So the matam yutfachim, if the basket is lower than 10 tfachim, im ha'kav kol besoch yud la'aretz eruv eruv, dehuv eruv ob rishus harabim. You're both in rishus harabim. Right? And even though, like we said, really the basket should be a karmelis, but ain't karmelis bekelim. Avalamala miyasara, ustam kalkola rechova arboa, regular basket is 4 tfachim wide, havi le kalkola rishus hayochid. Then the kalkola is rishus hayochid, because the mechitzes extend down, and it's 4 by 10. Behu niskavin lishvos rishus harabim, and you're in rishus harabim. Ve'eno yochol litlo sham and lula achlo. And you couldn't, when Shabbos came in, you couldn't take your eruv, the food, out of the basket, because you're taking from rishus hayochid to rishus harabim. Since it's a meal you couldn't eat, so it's not considered an eruv. Time of the Nazi Yosei, the Chishokal Eruva Mishtamish B'tzidei Tzadim. Mashma, the only time you'd be allowed to take the food out of the basket, even if it was less than 10 tfachim from the ground, not Rishus HaYachid, is if it's hanging on a peg on the tree. That's Tzidei Tzadim. Avalon Nazi Yosei, El Kosher B'tzidei Ha'ilin Lo. But if you tie it directly on a branch of the tree, then the basket would be tzadim, one step removed. That would be awesome. Mar says, no. Hacha v'kalkola d'chuka. Shepi ha-tsar v'ketzorahi. It's a very narrow, opened basket. Machnes yodel etocha v'dochet. When you put your hand into the basket, you have to put a lot of pressure to get it in. And when you put that pressure, you move the tree. Hilkach imamish havi kotter lo b'tzideh ha'ilin. If it be tied onto a limb of the tree, you'd move the tree. And it would be impossible to put your hand in the basket without moving the tree. That's why if it's hanging on a peg, you're not moving the tree. But if it's on the branch, you'd be moving the tree. That would be ilan namish, not tzidim. Hai darga de midla sulam sha'olim bol esukas notzim. Right? A ladder that you go up into an aliyah or whatever. Show some agabi kundesim givoim. It's not in the tree. The he smuchali. It's near a tree, but it's what's it called? It's on boards. It's built like a what's it called? It's built high up, and it's supported on poles. But it's not supported by the tree. But it's right next to the tree. So you want to put there's no place to put the ladder on the bottom of the building, because there is no bottom. There's just four poles that hold it up. So you want to support the ladder on the tree and climb up the ladder to get to the not treehouse, this clubhouse. It's not a treehouse, not in the tree. Lo limche rosh hasulam adikla. Don't put the top of the ladder directly on the tree. Lo yismach rosh hasulam atzadekel dechisalik mishtamish b'tzadim. Because when you use the ladder, you're being mishtamish with tzadim of the tree, which is also. Ela limche agavazi levar midikla yitka yosei b'tzido ilan. Put a wedge, whatever, into the tree. Right? We had a word for it before. What was it? What? A peg. Into the tree, the yismo chasulav and support the ladder on the peg, not directly on the tree. The havele yosei tzadim, the sulam tzidei tzadim. Then the peg will be tzadim, and the ladder that's supported by the peg is tzidei tzadim, and then it'll be mutter to go on the ladder. The chisalik lalinich tari al hayosei alakan, and when you come down, don't put your foot on the peg, because then you're being mishtamish with directly one step removed from the tree. Make sure that your foot only touches the rungs of the ladder. Poles that come out of the building, but not either directly on the tree or even on the peg that's in the tree. That's awesome. But anything beyond that. In other words, the rungs of the ladder is mutter to be mishtamish with. Okay, go on. Matirim pakiei omer lifnei behema. If you have, now this is all talking about how to prepare animal food on Shabbos, and there are two problems. One is going to extra tircha, and the other one is creating it into edible food. That the way it was to begin with wasn't edible, now you're making it edible. So some hold, the Rambam seems to say, that the only time that it's usher to make from inedible food edible food for an animal is if it looks like you're doing a malacha. It looks like chopping, it looks like some malacha. It's not really a malacha because it's with food and it's not really that malacha. But if it looks like a malacha, that's what's the problem of ashvuye ochel. And some hold it's like makiv patish. You're taking something that's unusable, making it usable, it's like making a kli, finishing off a kli. It may not be osur min haTorah, but it looks like makav patish. And others hold that makav patish doesn't apply by foods, and therefore this is a separate inyan of making something into edible is also extra tircha on Shabbos. Itself is not Shabbosic. Okay. So, but whatever thing, there's two separate things over here. One is making something that the animal wouldn't eat into something it would eat, and that for some reason that's osur, right? And probably not from the Torah, it's only the Rabbanah. And what's it called? And taking an extra lot of tircha that's not really necessary, where that's also what's it called a separate problem. So the halacha is matirim paki omer. Rashi says koshin shel shibolin sheogdim. You have what's it called straw? Yes, that's what it is. Straw that are tied into a bundle. Matirim lo som shunochim lebehem laochla. You're allowed to undo them. The Rambam holds that even if it's kesher shel kayoma, they're tied with a regular knot, you're allowed to untie them because since the ties are made of something you should tie them with food edible by an animal, there's no kshira, there's no halacha of tying with edible things, even for an animal. And others hold that has to be, Dr. Ramos says, has to be talking where it was tied with a kesher she'eino shel kayoma. It was tied with a bow or something and you're opening it up. Okay, so you're allowed to untie the bundles and spread it out in front of an animal. Avalois hazirin, Rashi. Mefaspasin is akifin. Avalois hazirin, Rashi. Mefaspasin. She came derish mefazin lebehemo hasavin. The yofin lala ochlan. She kishahen dechukin mischamimim. The eno maricha recha kolkach ukvekotza bohem. Right, and you're also allowed to spread it out in front of the animal, because when they're all condensed together, compacted together in a bundle, the animal doesn't like to eat it. Because when you spread it out, the nice smell of the food, the surface area gets bigger, and the animal smells the food, he eats it. When it's all compacted together, the surface area isn't that big, and the smell doesn't come out, and the animal doesn't want to eat it. Es ha-kifin, refers to Gemara, v'chein zirin. The Gemara will explain what are kifin and what are zirin. Which ones are mutter to spread out, and which ones aren't. Which ones are mutter to untie and spread out, and which ones aren't mutter to untie and spread out. Ein maraskin loes hashachas, the loes hacharuvim with me behema. You're not allowed to mash, not shachas, which is also like hay, and not charuvim, not boxer, in front of a behema, whether it's a behema dak or a behema gas. Doesn't make a difference if it's a big animal or a small animal, a goat or a cow. Rabbi Yehuda matir becharuvim ledaka. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to mash boxer for a goat, for a small animal. Goat or a sheep or any other small animal, but not for a big animal. Pashas, the reason is because charuvim are hard, and small animals have trouble eating it unless it's mashed. Rashi. Ein maraskin, ein mechatkin. You're not allowed to cut it into smaller pieces. Shachas, esev shel tvua, vuas pasta. This is, what's it called? The hay. Umishum de tircha de lo tzorechu. Because it's an extra tircha that isn't necessary. It's not necessary. Where it's necessary, so you're allowed to feed your animals on Shabbos. But here it's an extra tircha. It makes it nicer for the animal, but it's not necessary. The animal would eat it without it. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'charuvim l'daka, sheshineha dakos v'koshinla. Rabbi Yehuda says, for a small animal, you're allowed to cut up the boxer, because it's what's it called, it's hard for a small animal to eat it unless it's cut up. Okay, so now we'll see what... Amar Avuna, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kifin. The pekiyin and kifin are the same thing. They're both bundles of hay. Pekiyin tray, kifin tauta. What's it called? However, kifin are, well, pekiyin are where they're tied with two ties, and kifin are where they're tied with three ties. Rashi, hein hein pekiyin, hein hein kifin, kulan koshin shel shibolin him. They're all, what's it called, hay. Miu pekiyin trei, she'enon shirum ele b'shnei roshim. Pekiyin are tied at the two ends, okay? And kifin klas, k'shurin gimel. And they're, what's it called, tied three together. Three ties. Zirin the arzi. Rashi, zirin the arza, anothim lachim shal era. Zirin are soft branches of a cedar tree. Shemizardin osam, you prune them off the tree. Uba'odim lachim ruin lebehema. While they're still green, they're fit for animal food. When they get hard and they become limbs of the tree, then nobody will eat them. But most people leave them on the tree until they harden and they use them for firewood. But when they're not yet ready for firewood, they're still unripe, then you feed them to animals. The hachikomer. So now we know what these things are. We have bundles that are either tied twice or tied three times, and that's the pekiyim and the kifim, and the zirim are the limbs of the tree that are green. The hachikomer, matirim pekiye omr lefnei behema, umefastasin, v'hu hadin lekifin. Right? And this is what's it called, the Rav Huna says, this is the meaning of the Mishnah. You're allowed to untie these bundles of hay, whether they're tied twice or three times, makes no difference. Right? And spread them out, avalois hazirin. But you can't do that to what's it called, to the limbs of the tree, to the shoots of the tree. Lola fast space, the lola hatter. Not to open it up and not to spread it out. Omer of Chizda, my time at the Ravuna. What's the reasoning of Ravuna? Why is it mutter to open the bundles but not to open the, what's it called, the limbs, the shoots? Kasover lemitrach beuchla tarchida. You're allowed to do even extra work with food as long as you're feeding it to an animal. The tircha is not what's awesome. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if you untie two or untie three and spread them out. All of that is tircha, and it's mutter. L'shavye uchol lo mashvinan. But when it comes to the shoots of the tree, there, open them up and set them out, they're not ochel. They're not edible. They can't eat shoots of the tree if they're all in a bundle. They could eat the other ones. It's not as easy for them to eat them. But it's edible. So you're doing extra tircha that may be not 100% necessary. That's okay. If it makes it better for the animal. But to do it with the shoots of the tree, that's making it edible. Wasn't edible before. That's awesome. Rashi. Zirin da arza, anothim lachim shall erish, mizardin osom, the odom lachim ruil of the hema, verobene odom anichin osom leitzin, vachikomer, matirim pke omer of a fastbasin. The kivan de mikora uchleninu, they're all edible the way they were. Mutter litroach behem lachshir lemisakin lo. You're allowed to do extra work, right, to bother with them and make them more edible. Make them more noach for the animal to eat. Even though it's more work, because they're tied in three places. But you can't do that to the shoots of the tree. You can't open them up and you can't spread them out. Since in the beginning they're not for food, they're for firewood. Now by opening them up and not letting them dry out, now you're making them into food. For the animal. You're being molded, you're creating food on Shabbos, and that's asr, for some reason. Either because it's an extra tircha, or it looks like a malacha, whatever it may be. So that's what Rav Huna holds. You're allowed to do tircha with food, but you can't do tircha to make food. That not. Rav Yehuda says just the opposite. Hein pekiyim, hein zirin. Pekiyim and zirin are the same thing. Not pekiyim and kifin. Pekiyim trei, zirin talta. Pekiyim are tied two, and zirin are tied three. Kifin da arzi, and kifin are the things. Just the opposite. Just changing the words, what they mean. Kifin are the shoots of the tree. V'hochi komar. Matirin pekiyei omer lefnei behema. You can open up the bundles in front of the animal, but you can't spread them out. That's by what's it called, by pekiyim. And pekiyim and zirim are the same thing. You'd be allowed to do the same thing with the zirim. The kithin, which are the branches of the tree, tispuse nomilom ethaspesina. Right? And kithin, you can't even, what's it called, spread out. Kifin, you're allowed to spread out. So we have kifin, you're allowed to untie and spread out, and pakiyin, you can only untie but not spread out. Avaloha zirin lefaspeis, elalahatir. And zirin, the branches of the tree, you're allowed to, what's it called, untie, but you can't, what's it called? Spread out. Why? Omar Rava, my time at Rav Yehuda. What's Rav Yehuda's reasoning? Kesavar shuvi ochla mashvinan. Anything that's not edible by the animal, you're allowed to make edible. Because otherwise you can't eat it. So that's absolutely necessary. That's okay. And we're not afraid that it's going to look like makim apatish or it looks like a malacha. L'maisa, the thing's not edible. You're making it edible. That's mutter. But mitrach beuchla lo tarchinan. But doing unnecessary bother with the food, where it's edible without doing this bother, and now you're making it more edible, that's awesome. Extra tircha, just the opposite of what Rav Huna said. Rav Yehuda holds, the main problem is putting too much bother in something that's not necessary. And Rav Huna holds, putting bother that's not necessary is okay. And whereas Rav Huna holds, to make it a food is aser, and Rav Yehuda holds, adafka, to make it a food is mutter. Because it's necessary, that's okay. Where it's necessary, it's okay. Where it's not necessary, it's not. And Rav Huna holds just the opposite. Where it's not necessary, but you're not making it into a food, that's okay. Where it's necessary, but you're making it into a food, that's not okay.
What's the
What?
What's the bother? It's three.
Yeah, to make an extra bother to untie his third thing.
Why can't you just cut the rope?
What? That's another extra bother to cut three instead of two.
Why can't you just cut the rope itself, whatever, instead of untying the knots?
Well, fine, so I'm saying, so cutting it is also an extra tira. Whatever you're going to do to it, right? It's a tircha to cut three instead of two. Because it's three, two.
But a two knot is okay. So, but cutting a rope is more tircha than...
No, it's not two knots. It's two different bands. Or three bands. That's the type of three knots. Right? So cutting two bands is not the same thing as cutting three bands. Okay. Mitrech ba'ochla, the dover shetchilaso ochel, kodem tikun zeh, tarchina. Rav Huna holds that you're allowed to do tircha on something that was food to begin with, even if it means putting extra effort into it is okay, to make it nicer. Hein hein peki and hein hein ziri. Shnehem bekashim shel shibolim. And Rav Yehuda holds, no, pekiim and zirim are the same thing. They're both hay. Mashi hitter bezeh, hitter bezeh. And they're both the same heter. Udiktani avaloha zirin apaspusekwai. When it says not zirin, it means just to spread it out. The zirin you're not allowed to spread out. Right, as long as it's tied, it's not ochel. Once you untie it, because the animal won't eat it when it's tied. When you untie it, it becomes food. And for the cause of the tsar of the behema, to make it food for the animal, that it should be able to eat it, that's mutter. Because tispus is extra bother, and it's edible the way it is. Once it's untied, it's edible. Now spreading it out makes it more edible. That you can't do. This avid uchla upuspusil a tainug bialma. Spreading it out makes it just more enjoyable for the animal, but it doesn't make it edible for the animal. That's awesome. Umitrach ba'ochel b'dover shukvar ochel b'lo tikun zeh lo tarchina. That's what Rav Yehuda holds. That to do extra bother with something that's edible already, that you can't do. Umafastinus hakifin da arza to belab tispus lo havi uchla. Keep in the arza, the shoots of the tree, if you don't spread them out, the animal won't eat them at all. There they have to be spread out because they're stronger. They're harder. Avaloas hazir in the fast space, elalahatir. Shlosha ogdei, hem ben pekiin, the hataris ogdei, and shivu ochlehu. Right? But to open up the pekiin or the kithin, right, there, without opening them up, there's not a food. So you can open them up, even if it's extra tircha. And the same thing goes with the kifin da arza. They're not even edible unless you spread them out. So basically, the klal is, according to Rav Yehuda, anything that you're making inedible to edible, no matter how much the bother is mutter. Anything that's edible already, and you're doing extra work that's not necessary, just to make it extra edible, that's awesome. Rav Huna holds just the opposite. Anything that's edible and you want to put in tircha to make it more edible is mutter. Anything that's not edible, and by doing whatever you're doing, you're going to make it edible, that's awesome. Okay. Tanan. Ein maraskin es hashachas v'yasacharuvim lefnei behema bein daka bein gasa. Right? Now see the end of the Mishnah. See who that goes according to. The Mishnah says you can't chop up hay or buxer. Not bifnei behema daka, bein behema gas. Doesn't make a difference. A big animal, small animal, it's all awesome. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that for a daka you can cut up the charuvim because they can't eat it otherwise. It's hard for them to eat. So now let's see. My love, charuvim dumi the shachas. Is it not talking about charuvim that are similar to hay? Mas shachas derechiche af charuvim derechiche. The hay is edible, right, when it's when it's not chopped. Mashma, that the charuvim are the same thing. They're also edible unchopped. Just chopping them makes them more edible. Alma lo tarchinen ba'uchla. So what do you see from here? That even though it was edible to begin with, you can't make it more edible. That's not like Rav Huna. That's like Rav Yehuda. The tiyuf to the Rav Huna. And that's a kash on Rav Huna. Amar lecha Rav Huna lo. Shachas dumi de charuvin. This is the opposite. The hay is like the boxer. Ma charuvin dakushe. Boxer is usually hard. And the hay over here is also hard. Av shachas dakushe. Hay chemash kachas lo be ili zutri. Where do you find hay that's hard? There is such a thing. Be'ile Zutre, Rashi says, a yorin ktanim, by young, donkeys. Sha'afa shachas kashulehem. Their teeth are so raw that they can't bite into hay either. Utzricha risa, you have to chop it up. L'shuvei ochel, to make it food. So now we've explained the Mishnah, according to Rav Huna, also, that it's talking about things that wouldn't be edible without what you're doing. That's why it's awesome. It's not also to make it more edible. It's also to make it edible to begin with, and it's talking about things that aren't edible by themselves. Or a Maraskin, Sefer the Masnisan, he the Chav Taima. So it's one Mishnah, so this is not an argument, it's our same Mishnah. Right, they're soft buxer, like what's it called? Where it's not ripe, not completely ripe yet, not dried out. It's fit for the animal to eat below risik, even without chopping it up. The risik didula tiny biyama, chopping it up makes it more edible, easierly edible. And you see, that's awesome. So it's not like Rav Huna, just like Rav Yehuda. Bakushe koshin kigon shiyavshu. Mar says no, it's talking where it's dried out and it's hard to eat, and you're making it edible. That's what's called why it's awesome. Okay. Toshma. Rabbi Yehuda matur b'charuvim l'daka. Rabbi Yehuda is matur to chop up the buxer for a small animal. Versus l'daka in l'gasalo. Mashma for a big animal. You couldn't chop it up. Right? I amris b'shlamat tanakama sovra mitrich b'uchla lo tarchinon. Shuivui mashvinon. Hainu deko om Rabbi Yehuda acharuvim l'daka. Nomi shuivui ochlahu. Right. If you learn that the Tanakhama holds that you're allowed to do extra bother with something that's already edible, but you're not allowed to make something edible, that's why there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama, the Gabi Charuvin, for a daka. Right. He's matter the Charuvin because he holds that's also inedible for the animal unless you chop it up. Okay? Elei Amras Tanakhama Sover Shuvi Ochla Lobashvina. Mitrich bochlo mitarchinam. But if you hold the Tanakhama holds that you can't make something edible, but you can do extra work to make it more edible, Rabbi Yehuda the matir becharuvin ledaka koshkein legasa. If he's matir for a daka where it's possible it's not even edible, and he still holds it is edible, but this makes it more edible, then surely for a behema gasa where it's definitely edible, you're allowed to put more tircha to make it more edible. So you have to learn the other way, that he holds that what's it called, that making it edible, what's it called, is you're not allowed to do. That's why it's aser, and therefore, to the bigger animal, it's always edible, right? It's always right edible. You're doing extra work to make it more edible. That's what's aser. Not the little one, it's edible, but you're doing more work to make it what's it called. You're making it food for that. Misavris daka daka mamish. No, it's not talking a small animal or a big animal, where it's edible or not edible. My daka gasa. A behema daka is a behema gasa in this case. My karle daka, why is it called a daka? The daiki b'uchla. Because it's very medai, it's very fussy. And it won't eat these things unless they're spread out in front of it. Mor says, ha mediktani reisha ben daka ben gasa. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda daka daka mamish. By the Reisha says ben daka ben gasa. It's mashma that daka is the opposite of gasa. It's not a gasa who's medayik beuchla. Kasha. Where's the Echadamah? It's kasha. It doesn't seem to fit into the Mishnah, but that's the pshat. Pshat in the Sefer is daka is a big animal which would eat these things, but it's very fussy. So you want to make it more edible for them. See Rashi. The daka in the havi leshuvi ochla, right? Mashma that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you're allowed to chop it up for a small animal because it won't eat it without that. So you're making it food, and that's okay. Where it's necessary to make it food, that's where the Tanakhama holds that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds okay. Legasalo davli mitrich ba'ochla, but not to make extra bother that's not necessary because a big animal could eat it the way that it is. So it's mashma like Rabbi Yehuda. That you're allowed to make food, but you're not allowed to bother with food that already is edible. So, I amrish b'shloma, shomer Rabbi Yehuda l'tanakama, da'omer mitrich ba'ochlen osir. Ve'ein maraskin merakichei ko'omer. Aval b'shivu y'ochle shari, if you'll, what's it called, say that Rabbi Yehuda understood the Tanakhama the way we just said, that you're not allowed to put extra bother into food because that's not necessary, but you're allowed to make it into food that is necessary. And then Rabbi Yehuda came along and said, if that's the case, then you shouldn't aser cutting up charuvim for a small animal, because it won't eat it without cutting it up. It can't eat it. Even if it's soft, you won't eat it. But if you hold the Tanakhama holds like Ravuna's way of understanding, that the Tanakhama holds you're allowed to do any extra bother with food that you as long as it was edible to begin with. Shuvi ochlosser, but you're not allowed to make it into food. The ein maraskin the kamar v'dakushe kamar the shuvi ochlehavi, and the reason the Tanakhama says you can't do it is because it's hard, and neither of these animals would eat it. Then what is it? Doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter b'charuvim l'daka. That's even worse. That's making food. Adarab, it should be more mutter for the bigger animal because it's food already. You're just doing extra bother. But it should be more usher for the small animal because you're making it into food. So the mission doesn't make any sense according to Rav Huna. It only makes sense according to Rav Yehuda's way of explaining. Rabbi Yehuda mati b'charuvim l'daka bitmi o hakoshkein l'gasa mitrich b'uchlahu b'shari. Surely it should be mutter for a behema gasa, because there's more food. And the cloud would be doing bother with edible things is more mutter than doing bother with things that are not edible b'chlal. Hochi havila l'misne. Rabbi Yehuda mater b'charuvim l'gasa. He's mater by a behema gasa, because there it's edible already. The havila mitrach b'uchla. V'haleka l'neimad Rabbi Yehuda matich. You can't say Rabbi Yehuda argues and he changes it around. They're arguing, Mamash, this child of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, the Tanakhama held that making food is worse than bothering with food, and Rav Yehuda holds the opposite way. Why? The Shavi Uchla Shari Mitrach Uchla Asr, the Tanakhama Vedakushe Komer, the Vegavi Gasa Nomi Shavi Uchlahu. Right? The Tanakhama is holding where it's, what's it called, where it's hard, and even the big animal won't eat it. But Havi Lemisni Rav Yehuda Matr Stama, Bein Daka Bein Gasa. Because either way you're making food, and he holds his mutter to make food. Just holds it's not allowed to be matriach where it is food. The old havel of the mishrei nami zirim lahatir lefasri. Should be matir zirim too, because those are not edible. The shaviuch lenomihu. Elamai, you can't say that. You say whatever the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, he just argues whether that's the metzias or not. The daike kosesis yotha umadekis ochle bethia. The, what's it called? It's very, it chews very much. And the daika, not what I told you before. It means it chews it up well, right? And therefore, it's a behema gasa. It's just another way of calling a behema gasa an animal that chews its food very well. And therefore, what's Rasaka talking about a behema gasa? And it means to say that Rabbi Yehuda is matir by a gasa alone because that's edible and you're not making food. But by a daka, taka tosser, because you're making it into food. And Taka, the whole Mishnah holds, like Rav Huna's pshat, that making food is worse than bothering with food that's already edible. Mar says, V'homi niktani reisha bein daka bein gasa, shvami no daka mamash. Rav Yehuda, Tanakhama kod. Right? He's continuing what the Tanakhama said, and the Tanakhama said clearly that daka and gasa means daka and gasa, right? Not daka is a gasa, then what's bein daka bein gasa? Bein gaso bein gasa. It makes no sense. So it must be meaning literally behema gasa, behema daka, and therefore it's a question. The Mishnah seems to be like Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Huna.